Chapter 9 of the JavaFX Developer Guide, written by Kim Tobley and published by Addison Wesley, USA, is all about binding. Binding enables one value in FX to be associated with another value, the second value, such that if the second value changes, rather, the first is automatically updated and stays in step with it. This is a fundamental feature of FX, the language. Binding effectively replaces the need for creating events and event adapters and event listeners that you still have to do in Java. Think of it as the observer pattern on steroids. So Kim starts this quite gently, and there is a sensible value holder type example before he actually launches into a full UI example with binding. I think the order of the content is spot on for a beginner because effects can be quite confusing when you first look at it. You really want to know what's going on in those declarative syntaxes. You will almost certainly want to be able to display and format decimal numbers and strings such that if something changes in your JavaFX data model, you'll want to update a UI element or two. So Tim has a great example that demonstrates FX binding with two embedded expressions. Of course, FX allows you to bind to another value or to an expression. So halfway through chapter 9, unidirectional binding becomes bidirectional with a simple example again. Tim has a great example and explains semantically from that point of view how binding, unidirectional binding and binding actually works. Typically, bidirectional binding is useful for building user interfaces. There is an example in the book which binds a text UI component to a label. A sort of contrived example, but gets the point across. And Tim has a great and a good explanation between eager and lazy bindings. Lazy bindings tend to be preferred in FX programming, especially if you write really deeper applications. So the next subsection covers binding with functions. This is one of the better descriptions I've ever seen. It really describes the differences between bound and unbound functions. Tim has a very useful tip on how to debug bound functions. The final subsection covers the tricky application of binding to sequences. Did you know that you can also bind a value of transform sequence? Bind to a value of transform sequences. I didn't know this was entirely possible until I read this book. Chapter 10 is all about triggers. And this chapter is shorter. It's about 15 pages long in PDF draft form. Triggers are very related to actual binding in effects, except that you have more control. It also is a very good technique to have in your arsenal, particularly if you have to take more stricter control of updates from a data model and update a UI component. The author begins steadily again by declaring a trigger on simple variables. He shows you how to look at the new and previous values in a trigger, and you eventually get the ability of Java Beans veto property event listeners for free. You can constrain actual values. And if you think about it, it's kind of like writing a SQL or a database trigger. So the next chapters that will be reviewed will be the JavaFX scripting classes, which is chapter 11, including mixins. And I think chapter 13, which will be reflection. Thank you, Addison and Wesley. It's an outstanding book. It really is.